I'm with Richard Noss at the London Knowledge Lab. Richard, can you tell us what this season of events are and what the lab is?
This is an attempt to get together software developers, researchers, commercial people, all those who are stakeholders in trying to get the technology exploited properly in learning settings like schools and higher education institutions.
Today it's about iPads. And what's interesting is that you've got quite a packed audience out there. How do you feel it's going in terms of what you're aiming to do?
Well, it's a great success in bringing people together. It was very interesting. One of the speakers asked the audience to put their hands up, depending on who they were, and there is a really good distribution of people. Much too early now to say whether it's a success or a failure, but just to get the different communities talking is worth the effort.
Yeah, and what I noticed with a couple of other people who've come is that I don't know if there's that many teachers, actual practitioners involved.
Almost certainly nowhere near enough. It's 1:30 on a Friday afternoon, and teachers have got other things to do.
Okay, but the other thing I noticed, particularly today, is that there seems to be some connectivity with these groups in terms of the research. But what I seem to see missing is, and that's why I put it down on the questions, is the idea of action research or practitioners on the ground. What seems to be missing is a connection between, let's say, those teacher communities that are beginning to spring up around the country now and academics. And I don't know, it's talked about, and in the report it says, that the teachers aren't explaining themselves well enough when they blog or when they put stuff out. And there seems to be a sort of mismatch between the research and what's actually going on the ground. And is there any sort of cohesive plan to get some sort of framework in place to capture this kind of activity that's going on?
Well, one thing that is true is that we try in all our research projects, and you saw quite a few examples of those projects, to involve practitioners from the very beginning. And that isn't just rhetoric. We want to build stuff that people can actually use, and that means working alongside those people from the start and not simply considering them as user case studies towards the end of a project. Are we doing enough of it? No. Do we have enough interaction with practitioners and teachers on the ground? No. But we are starting. And I think that as the technology becomes more and more embedded in teachers' practice, it will become easier for people like us to talk to people like them.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Because I think the culture generally is starting to change in terms of the way people are being connected. If you take Twitter, if you take TeachMeets, if you take a recent thing that's happened called Pedagoo, with a number of teachers who are getting together to share practice within the classroom. These are things that are starting to come from the ground up, as opposed to sort of big swathes of organisations pushing from top down again, which is my worry is always the sort of big at-scale projects taking over and the little bits that are coming up through the cracks not being seen.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But there are some stunning examples where that's beginning to happen. The National Centre for Excellence in Teaching Mathematics web portal has 60,000 odd registered maths teachers. That's quite an impressive number, and I think that kind of interconnectivity is only just beginning.